Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning: is following the wrong shepherd will make you a dead sheep. Following the wrong shepherd will make you a dead sheep. Part 3 of the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement. Our scripture for today comes from Galatians 1, verses 6 through 10. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind you to tune in live by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or online from our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. You can also learn more about me, the ministry, as well as contact me at feeldthefire.com and on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I Williams. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get ready to eat some hot breakfast this morning. We're going to the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, and I am reading from the KJV. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are for the reading of his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. Following the wrong shepherd will make you a dead sheep. Praise the Lord. This is part 3 of our series that we started this week on the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement. Waco and David Koresh. ISIS. People leaving to join them every day. Heaven's Gate. Mass suicide. Jim Jones. And don't drink the Kool-Aid, the antidote that we have now, where so many people surrendered their lives in mass suicide for following his interpretation of Mark 16 and 18 regarding the ability to take up a poisonous thing and not be harmed. These are just some of the examples we know today of people surrendering their lives via mass suicide because they were trying to get to heaven with a false prophet or a false teacher at the wheel. It is very important for you and for me to realize that although there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of good teachers, good leaders, a lot of dedicated and full teachers of the Word of God who are nourishing our souls, who are hydrating us, who are leading us down the right path, that alas, there are also false prophets, false teachers, false leaders. And if you continue to follow them, you will find yourself dead. Now, it may not be a natural death of a mass suicide, as in the examples that I just gave. However, it will be a spiritual death. And spiritual death leads to death in every natural area being manifested within your lives. It leads to death in your home. It leads to death psychologically. It leads to death in your finances. It leads to death in your marriage. It leads to death in your health. It leads to death following the wrong type of prophet. Now, there are some shepherds out there today who are leaving the sheep so dehydrated, so malnourished. They're leaving them in a position or a status of failure to thrive because their only focus is to teach you about prosperity or tithe and offering. And don't get me wrong, I believe in tithe and offering. I am a faithful tither and a very good giver. But if the only thing I hear at church every Sunday is 30 minutes of how we need to tithe and give, or how we need to give to this program or for this ministry or this assessment, but there are no souls being saved, there is no altar call, there is no prayer, there's no lives being changed, that's an issue. Because out of the treasure of the heart, that's what the mouth is going to speak. So if the shepherd's only focus is getting your money or getting my money, instead of doing what a shepherd does, which is tend to the sheep, to make sure that the sheep are well nourished, to make sure that his or her flock is protected, to make sure that the sheep are constantly in a state of homeostasis, equilibrium, and well balanced, you got a bad shepherd. And continuing to follow that shepherd will lead to your destruction. Now, we're still focused on God's rules of engagement, right? Because in order for you to live victoriously, I taught you in part one what the rules of engagement were and what that meant. And I taught you about collateral damage, how it is the unintended injury to an unintended target or person because of our failure to follow God's rules and directives, which are set there to establish protocol, to establish order. And then on the second day, or part two, I taught you in relation to the rules of engagement. So I taught you again about how God delivers his word. I gave you examples in the definitions of a direct word or constructive interpretation. I talked to you about how God will set precedence to establish order. So I've given you the foundation. Now today, we have to focus on where we're going to get our word and where we're going to be taught, because none of the other stuff will matter if we're not in the right place to grow as Christians. Now, I know there are some of you who will say, well, in Matthew 7, it tells us to judge not that we be not judged. And I say, I agree, that is the word. But it gives us further clarification of that in 1 Thessalonians 5 when it tells us that we ought to know them that labor among us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12. See, why should we know them? We should know them because we also are able to know them by their fruit. It's not judging if I call a rotten fruit a rotten fruit. I can see the rotten peach from afar off. I don't have to go up there, pick up the peach, cut it in half, make sure there are worms in it. I can see that rotten peach with all the dark spots on it, lying on the ground, falling off from the tree. It's not even on the branches. It's not being nourished. It's no part of life anymore. You know what rotten peaches, rotten oranges, rotten tangerines, rotten bananas, rotten apples look like. Nobody has to tell you it's rotten. You know the fruit. The tree by the fruit. You know the leader by the fruit that they bear. And if they are not bearing good fruit, then they're not shepherds that you ought to be following. Now, some of you will say, but Rossi, sometimes people make mistakes or sometimes people sin. I know, because see, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I sin. But there's a difference between the leader who is the good prophet trying to follow God's word and one who is the bad shepherd who really has no concern for the sheep. And that difference, which you will see, will be self-introspection or self-evaluation and accountability to you. See, the good shepherd will always be someone who has a remorseful and repentant heart for having sinned. The good shepherd will be accountable to the sheep. The good shepherd won't just say, I'm the shepherd, do whatever I say. I'll make sure that I'm fed. Make sure that I'm the fat cat. Make sure that I got 3 houses, 5 cars. Make sure that I'm a millionaire. Make sure my name is all over the television. But all the sheep in there are poor, broke, busted, and disgusted, have no money. The elderly people aren't taken care of. The widows aren't taken care of. The church can barely pay its bills. But you're driving a Bentley, a Mercedes, and a Lexus. And you got a big giant home, and this is not from you working another job wherein you have accumulated this through your own prowess or your own work, but through the church money, and your church has nothing. That's not a good shepherd. The shepherd tends to the sheep, just like the example in Psalm 23 of what the Lord does for us as our shepherd. Our leaders stand in the place of leadership. They are accountable for our souls, so they will be contrite. They will be humble. And when they have sinned to the point that their sin exceeds the scope of their private domain, to where it brings public embarrassment on the church or the body of Christ or you being a member there at the church, you know what they'll do? Because they're good shepherds and they're self-accountable and they're accountable to you as well, they'll go sit themselves down somewhere. You won't have to beg them to sit down. Nobody will have to go in and have 20 meetings with them to sit down. They will say to the church, I have found myself in a place where I should not be. Now, I'm not going to blame this on my husband or wife, that they weren't a good spouse. I'm not going to blame this on you, that you guys were giving me headaches and you weren't good leads, good followers. No, I take accountability for where I am. I've committed adultery. Or here you father the child outside the church, or you're carrying a child for someone else in your marriage. Or they have been doing all kinds of things in righteous living. And they will say, I know that I'm accountable not only to God, but to you. And so I am going to sit myself down so that I can be restored. I can be preached to. I'm not coming to Bible study to preach. I'm coming to Bible study now to be taught. On Sundays, I will be out in the front row, listening to the word, taking notes, not for show, but to get myself back together. Because the thing that matters most to me is truly my relationship with God. I want to be accountable. And then they won't say, I'm just going to sit down for 2 weeks or 4 weeks. No, however long it takes to find my first love, to repent and do my first works over, however long it takes to gain your trust again, to regain a status of credibility in Christ out with the public. I don't want you as my sheep going around being ashamed to even say you attend this church because of my righteous living. I am a shepherd, and I'm a shepherd after God's own heart, and I'm a shepherd who loves my sheep. So I repent, and I'm going to do what it takes to be restored. See, a good shepherd does that. A good shepherd, when you're missing from church, will come try to find you. Because the Bible says the good shepherd will leave all the other sheep that are already there in the pasture to go find the one that was lost. They won't just call you and say, oh, you weren't at church, will you send your tithe and offering today? Like I had a pastor do one time. I mean, I'm a faithful tither, and God had blessed me financially, and I was tithing really well. Well, then I didn't show up for a few Sundays, and two Sundays, I think, I had gone home. My mother had actually been diagnosed with cancer, and so this was my opportunity to go home. How about the pastor reached out to send a message, and it came directly from the pastor to me. I know you're not at church because you're working a lot, because you know I'm an attorney. And so the pastor just assumed I wasn't there for those 2 Sundays because I was working. But you can send your tithe and offering. Because, I mean, the Lord had blessed me. I was tithing within the thousands. on Sundays, and it was just amazing to me. Wait a minute. You didn't reach out to say, I haven't seen you, is something going on? You didn't reach out to say, are you sick? Are you okay? You reached out to tell me to send some tithe and offering. That's not the sign of a good shepherd. And so I prayed about that thing, and I resolved that the way that the Lord told me to resolve it, because, you know, I'm not ever going to be disrespectful to a leader intentionally, you know, not knowingly, but I am going to resolve the situation because I can see the fruit. I know how to deal with rotten fruit, and still in such a way that I'm respectful. But following the wrong shepherd, see, it could leave you dead. You'll be sitting in church disgruntled, angry, bitter. You'll stop tithing. You'll stop giving offering. You'll stop attending because you're in that place with that wrong shepherd, and it's affecting your heart. Now, I'm not talking about situations where maybe somebody else does something in church that offends you, because sometimes we have to deal with that as well. And you may, for a little, you know, a space of time, need to separate yourself to deal with that so you're in the right spirit. But you can't impute that to the shepherd unless the shepherd condones that type of behavior. And you'll know, because it'll be a culture of gossiping, backbiting within the whole church itself versus one or two people who just not in the right status in the Lord doing that. So don't impute what everybody else does at the church to the shepherd. But when there are issues, if you can go to the shepherd, and the shepherd will make it right, whether you're in the wrong or they're in the wrong or you're both in the wrong, then you know, all right, I got a good shepherd. I need to stay here because the shepherd will make it right. And God will, he will come in and he will encourage your heart to know this is the right place for you to be, and he'll work it out. Okay, our time has run out. We got to get ready to go into prayer. I want to encourage you to make sure you're in the right place, following the right shepherd. Wherever you are, begin to praise the Lord right now. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We cannot help but honor you. You are our master shepherd. And Lord, you lead us into such green pastures. You nourish us. You feed us. You provide water. You set us up at a table. You anoint our heads with oil. You allow our cups to run over in the presence of our enemies. You make our enemies our footstool, Lord. You are our protector. You are our guide. You are our leader. You are the great shepherd. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be part of the fold and part of the flock. And now, Lord, I pray for everyone on this broadcast, including myself and those who will hear later, that we, Father, follow good leaders, good shepherds. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, you've laid out the requirements for bishops and leaders. Help us, Lord God, to know those who labor among us. Help us to know that we don't have to judge to be able to see the effect of the fruit, whether it's on the tree and connected to you as the master tree, or whether it's rotten fruit that's no longer a part of the branch. Help us to understand that our souls are that important. Our lives are that important. Our ministries are that important. Our salvation is that important, that we don't want to follow false leaders, false teachers, false shepherds. We don't want to be God, like the prophet in 1 Kings, Lord, who followed the lying prophet and ended up naturally dead, Lord God, in 1 Kings 13, where he let the lying prophet, and the Bible called that prophet a lying prophet, divert the other prophet from what God told him to do, and then told him that I lied to you. God didn't tell me that. Help us, Lord, to understand that the thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But you come that we may have life. Help us to be in places where our lives are enhanced in every way, where your word is preached, Lord God, without regard for someone's status, not to make us feel good, but to make us live right, so that we will be soul winners and that we will accomplish our purpose in the earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and let everyone say, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you. Wherever you are, I got to wrap it up. Just say, Lord, I thank you this morning for my good shepherd. Ooh, come on and praise the God, the Lord. If you got a great shepherd, come on and praise God. Say, Lord, I thank you this morning for my good shepherd. And if you know that you're not following a good shepherd, say, Lord, I thank you this morning that you're going to place me under a good shepherd. Hallelujah. And then also pray for your leaders who are not good shepherds so that their souls will be restored. I praise the Lord. I have a great shepherd this morning and Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ here in Miami. And I thank the Lord for him. And so, and First Lady Toni Cooper. All right, let me give you our announcement and then our task for today because we've run out of time. But we're going to continue this series as long as the Lord tells me to do so because this is some great teaching for you and for me on how to stay within God's will and to apply his word effectively within the rules of engagement so that we are victorious in everything that we put our hands to. Remember that this broadcast will be posted at fieldfire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern. So please go back, listen to it. Make sure you're copying down these scriptures. You can also go to our store at fieldfire.com, and we actually have the My Soul Notes journal for you because morning motivation is hot breakfast for your soul that you can order to be delivered or you can download digitally so that you'll be able to keep up with your notes, not only at morning motivation, but it can be used at your church service, Bible study, and Sunday school as well. So all of this is at Feel, F-E-E-L, letter D, D, fire.com. Make sure you go back, listen, and that you also share this broadcast as well. Additionally, pray for me. I'll be going to court this morning. I have a criminal case, so I'll be at court this morning. So just pray for me and my client. You know, we're continuing to move forward at this point to go to trial because I don't go in to plead people out. We go in to fight the good fight, but I definitely believe we're going to end up getting these charges dropped. So continue to pray for me that I be used by God in the fight for the purpose of justice for my clients. Now, our topic for this morning is following the wrong shepherd, say it with me, will make you a dead sheep. Part three of the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement. Your task for today is for you to inspect the fruit of your leader, wherever you are, and to make sure that you are in a good place where you can really grow in Christ so that you don't end up a dead sheep. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. That's a reminder. Join me live or go online. FieldFire.com.